The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Warm-hearted welcome to each and every one of you. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And as mentioned last week, I suspect that today's show on empowering caregivers through healthcare will be very validating and inspiring, especially for those of you who are involved in the care of aging parents or relatives, though we never exclude those who are dealing with significant others, friends, neighbors, colleagues, or even other audiences. And by way of a short preview of our guest, before I offer a proper introduction in our next segment, Jana is also a valued contributor to my second book, Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care in this vein. And I think her chapter title alone says it all. Knowledge is empowerment. And even though it's a few years since publication, I continue to love her opening quote where she says, "We have a sick care system, not a health care system." At the time, I thought that was a really gutsy statement, and I still do to this day, because since there have been many mounting examples, and I'm going to share some of those in this introduction today, where that is proven to be so true. I will start with a few slices from my own navigation through what I dare to call Canada's dysfunctional healthcare model, and bearing in mind that many in our valued audience are composed of Americans whom I love, I yet believe that these examples will relate, because even if our models have distinct differences, I'd have to think that if you're tuning in today, you are interested because you find navigation through these complex labyrinths nothing short of trying. Here are a few of my personal examples. Okay, so let's cast back in time to Monday, July the 23rd, 2012, and my father's initial hospitalization, which is where that was the start of him passing away in the same hospital 5 weeks later. And what I experienced there was a constancy of the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. Even though I have done a show on completing essential paperwork before it's too late, I frankly wasn't too sure during that period whether it was a blessing or a curse to have that paperwork in place, namely power of attorney, being the beneficiary of my father's estate and so on, because it gave me certainly the legal rights to operate with banks, et cetera. However, it also meant that I was the person called night and day with every possible question under the books. And, you know, just the hospital calls alone, what I'm saying with you folks, is that that wore me out just as much as necessarily going to my father's declining bedside, because that chaos, that sense of nobody knows what the other party is doing, just wore me out. And it didn't get too much better, because let's then go on to the example of being hauled into a small hospital meeting room on August the 16th, 2012, at 4 o'clock p.m. Now, Toronto's Greater Toronto Area traffic is growing about as bad as that of Los Angeles. Our gridlock is not just rush hour anymore, but it's actually 24/7. So driving to a meeting that would normally, without those conditions, take maybe 45 minutes was more like 2 hours each way to make the appointed 4 o'clock p.m. hour. And I kind of knew, everyone, that I was in trouble right from the minute of arrival. So picture me coming up to the nurse's station on my dad's floor. I outstretch my hand to the consultant that had initiated the meeting. She did not shake my hand. Well, maybe there were concerns about germs. All right, I understand that, but did we actually need the glaring eyes on top of it? Did we need the obviously bitter resentment of being in that room in the first place? Because what I did was I insisted that my father's hospital doctor at that moment, which was not his original doctor, would come into the meeting room to bear witness to what was being discussed. Well, I guess she didn't like that too much. And I say to that, too bad. Because the fact of the matter is that I have a background in leadership and communication skills, and I guess I'm of an age where I don't tolerate too many things anymore that don't seem right to me, and this meeting certainly did not. Now, my husband was with me at the time, and I was so stressed and focused that I guess I forgot to notice just a little chart on the wall, just one of those innocuous decision tree charts. But you know what? When you trace it across the top and then down the left-hand side, you come to the bottom right-hand corner, and it's a pathway through the hospital system. Do you know what that last word, that last box read? Yes, that was homelessness. And at the time, I was horrified. But just yesterday, on a local TV station, there was a preview of something called hospitalization versus homelessness. That's right, because they were prepared to toss my dad onto the street had it become necessary, but it did not, because I was instead given 1 week, that is 1 week under all the duress, to study a stack full of densely typed text outlining locations for long-term care facilities that my father now needed to be moved to because he was deemed to be improving. Hello, I'm sorry, I'm no doctor or nurse, but I am telling everyone I knew my father and he was not improving. He was going downhill, evidenced by even an assessment that was done by the other consultant assigned to us in his room after that little meeting, so to speak. And so it became standard procedure that as I waded through these stacks, the consultant that was in charge of that paperwork said, well, I wouldn't know about that because I was asking about facilities and locations in my neck of the Toronto area, which were unfamiliar to her. So you can just imagine how alone I felt. And that's because terms that are not wanted to be known include things like bed blockers. Bed blockers. This is behind the hospital curtain, and nobody wants to talk about it, but it is a known fact that my father was becoming a bed blocker, which really means taking up a bed that could be used by a younger person who was more functional, and thus there was the push to move him into long-term care facilities and also charge him, despite contributing to his, you know, insurance plans for decades, move him to some kind of other facility that could have been miles away from here, miles, like in hundreds or even thousands. And so I think just those examples alone tell you a little bit something about why I wanted to have our guest on today. There were more examples that I'm going to cite from the media, but I wanted you to have my personal experience so that you can really start to get a view of what goes on in the background. And I'm sure that our guest is going to illuminate that as well. So with that said, that was quite an introduction, I know. We've reached our first break, so we'll be bringing back on Jana Bartley in just a moment. But for right now, I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
There are artists, and then there's Alice Asmar. This award-winning artist has spent her entire life devoted to her artistic pursuits and has had a lifelong fascination with American Indians of the southwestern United States. Her book, Dance to the Great Spirit, showcases her drawings and paintings inspired by sacred rituals of the Pueblo Indians, and four of her lithographs are in permanent collection at the National Museum of American History and the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. She is one of four artists in the United States to win a Woolley Fellowship for study in Paris at L'École des Beaux-Arts and has been featured in numerous publications. She's exhibited at the world's most prestigious museums and galleries and recently won a 20-year service award from the Burbank City Council and the inaugural art competition of the Foundation of the United States in Paris.
Visit www.asmarart.com, www.aliceasmarinternational.com, and email Alice at aliceasmar@aol.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and just before the break, I was really sharing with you some of my impassioned narrative, shall we say, of experiences with my dad and the dysfunction of the healthcare system. So now maybe we should start to present you with some facts via my treasured guest, Jana Bartley, who is a registered nurse and founder of Integrity Healthcare Consultants. Her firm is a pioneer in assisting patients with healthcare navigation, education, and advocacy. And let me just share a snippet of Jana's extensive background, which really has ranged for over 20 years in obstetrics, neonatal, and pediatrics. She's had roles both as a staff nurse and management. All along the way, she has had a passion for learning that contributed to getting an MBA from Charles Sturt University in Australia. She's been a patient relations consultant for both sites of the Rouge Valley Health System. And all of that has really exposed Jana to various units of hospitals and allowed her to initiate improvement strategies that benefited families and the staff of those units. But it was really in 2007 when Jana became a legal nurse consultant and provided expert opinions and education to legal counsel that it became very evident the public was missing a key element to healthcare navigation, education, and advocacy. And that's why she established her firm in 2013, Integrity Healthcare Consultants. And with her team of healthcare professionals, they've now had the pleasure of helping families with aging parents by ensuring that they are getting the right healthcare at the right time on their own terms. And I just really love that last sentence. So Jana, without further ado, it's my great delight to welcome you today to The Conscious Caregiver. Thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. This is a pleasure.
Well, that's great. And we're going to just jump right in so that we maximize your sharing of expertise, Jana. So let's start maybe with a little of you telling us something about, further to what I just said, how you actually became to be doing the work in the world that you're doing, you know, because it was still a leap to go from all of your background in hospitals to now running your own company.
Yes, absolutely. My journey actually started when I was 18 years old. I was diagnosed with a chronic disease called Crohn's disease. And I vividly remember being diagnosed. I remember that doctor's appointment when the doctor came in and said to myself and my mom, "You've been diagnosed with Crohn's disease." And I remember thinking to myself, "Disease? I'm only 18. That can't be possible." And then the doctor went on to say, "And we think that you should probably be able to have children." And I thought at the time, wait a second, I don't plan on having this disease that you're talking about for very long. So although my family was very supportive, I went through a whole gamut of emotions. I was frustrated. I was scared. I was particularly mad. And these are all components of the grieving process. So at that age, I was clearly overwhelmed and confused. And ironically, it was the summer just before I was starting nursing school that I was diagnosed. Moving forward, I was diagnosed with three other autoimmune diseases throughout my lifetime. And the last being when I was 34, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So with these four autoimmune diseases, I was seeing multiple specialists in multiple locations and realized that none of them were talking to each other. None of them were communicating, and quite often things were getting dropped through the cracks. And I realized at that time that I really needed to be my own navigator and advocate.
Well, well, you know what, Jana, thank you for revealing all of that to both our valued audience and even for me, because as much as we have collaborated on the book and, you know, getting ready for today, I did not know that. So you clearly know what it's like to be dealing with multiple agencies, shall we say, and with some seriously diagnosed issues. So, you know, what aspects in all of that already did you find especially challenging? I'm curious.
Well, and thanks for saying that. I never usually tell too many people about my medical history because I didn't want to be labeled as Jana with a disease. But then I realized that having that transparency, being open and letting people know what I've gone through is an ability to provide some hope to them. Even as a nurse, though, I found it very challenging because I was seeing multiple specialists. And when you're working in different healthcare systems, so for example, UHN is one healthcare system in Toronto, which comprises of three hospitals. And so if you're in one of those three hospitals, then those healthcare practitioners have access to what we call your EMR, which is electronic medical record, which is fantastic. And things have very much improved over the years in terms of having that access. However, if you go to another health system, so say Rouge Valley, which comprises three other hospitals, they don't have access to the UHN EMR. So that can, again, be a backstep to what kind of diagnostics have already taken place. If you've had ultrasounds, x-rays, MRIs, if you're in that health system, fantastic. If you're not, they don't have those results. Now, can they get them? Yes, they can, but sometimes that can take a very long time, or they don't come at all. So it can be very challenging because the system that we have is very siloed. And so what I mean by that is when you're seeing a different doctor for every part of your body. And again, there's that lack of communication, lack of teamwork. So you really need to be able to be that puzzle maker yourself if you're seeing so many different specialists within our siloed system.
Yeah, you know, you're speaking to really what your own experiences were, so I can really see where, you know, you've lived it yourself as Jana the person. And by the way, this show is especially all about transparency, so I know people will value that you share from your own experience, shall we say, because lived experience also has a credibility and value along with obviously your extensive degree and other experiences. But it's both for the patient, shall we say, and for the medical system itself trying to navigate all of this. So in any case, that's where we'll pick up. Stay tuned, folks. We're due for a little another break. So you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.betterhomeandgarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online. Bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Welcome back to each of you. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver Show. We have today with us as a guest, Jana Bartley. She's a registered nurse and founder of Integrity Healthcare Consultants. And this firm is a pioneer in assisting patients with healthcare navigation, education, and advocacy. And just before we return to Jana sharing all of her wisdom and personal experience, let alone that with the systems in her vast nursing and other careers, I always remind listeners that we are able to invite call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. But just for right now, Jana, I would love to hear from you something next about, you know, mindsets or maybe attitudes that you found especially helpful personally or certainly professionally to actually assist people to navigate this complex elder care maze.
Absolutely. You know, I think the best way to put it is there really needs to be a teamwork approach. And people, whether that's with the patient and family, multiple doctors, you know, gone are the days where you just did what the doctor said, no questions asked. Patients and caregivers need to be educated and engaged in the decision-making process. And what we've noticed is when this happens, there's an empowerment feeling. And empowerment, feeling engaged, that helps with healing in itself. And doctors, some of them are resistant to this type of teamwork approach. I'm not going to lie. But really, what I encourage my clients to say is, I'm asking these questions or I'm taking these notes because I want to be part of this. This is my health. And quite honestly, they're entitled to that. So I always suggest that if you feel that your doctor might get upset with you asking questions, again, just reiterate that you want to be knowledgeable, you want to be educated, you know they are the professional, but you feel that you to heal and get healthy, you need to know those answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is the right kind of like that meeting where I insisted that my dad's doctor was present, because much as the consultants were knowledgeable, I suppose, in their own rights, but I wanted to have a medical person listening in, because after we finished that meeting, the doctor was still going to be the one that goes to my father's bedside. And I wanted to hear straight from, as it were, the horse's mouth. So I think equipping with knowledge results in empowerment, and I certainly would have found somebody like you to be extremely helpful to me in that scenario. So let's build on what you're saying, Jana. So then also, what other strategies besides, you know, the teamwork mindset and approach can you help people to kind of deal with these various healthcare systems?
Yes, and, you know, unfortunately, most of the calls that we're getting right now are out of desperation and sheer frustration, because people don't realize that they can hire somebody such as us to help them with that process. I think what's really important and what we implement is to create a personal health portfolio. And what that is, it is a patient's medical history and then current issues that they're dealing with. And this is created hard copy and soft copy, and it's just a very valid document to have, especially if somebody is dealing with a couple of chronic diseases such as myself, to be able to have that information to provide to the healthcare practitioners. It decreases on repeated tests, it decreases on confusion, and really it makes you look like you're engaged in the whole process. Another strategy that's very helpful for the family is to have some sort of advanced care plan with medical directives implemented. It's not a legal document like a power of attorney would be. It's just something where the person's goals and objectives in an advanced care plan is on paper. It's that type of meeting where you have to have that difficult conversation. And it's important to have that conversation so family members are on the same team. They know what the goals are and objectives of that family member. Not everybody has the same goals and objectives. So we want to make sure that that's very clear. Sometimes having a third party is a lot easier to work with the family, because then there's not a lot of emotions that are getting in the way.
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, it really seems to me that having this documentation, as it were, would help to mitigate a lot of the scenarios that we're talking about in terms of the proverbial left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing, even with UHN or the University Health Network, where you were saying that that, you know, their system is great, but others don't have that. It almost sounds like what you can provide is a bridge so that people are equipped with the information to not only be empowered, but then also to reduce all of the things you talked about. And if you would, seize back some of the reins of control over their own health. Yes, Jana?
Yes. And what you did with your father was great. And I always recommend having family meetings, especially in the hospital setting or assisted living setting, wherever the client is or the loved one is, to find out what the plan of care is. And I also say, please don't allow your family member to be discharged unless there is a concrete plan in place. You want that discharge to be safe and seamless. And a lot of times the hospitals just want that discharge done. And so they don't always look at all the options for the client.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly how it felt, because as soon as I heard at the time, and by the way, the meter is going to start running tomorrow and we're going to charge your dad for the $55 Canadian. So, you know, you might think, all right, well, is that a big deal? But yeah, if you kind of add up the ka-ching that mm-hmm. could have been otherwise, on top of the stressor of being, I'm not talking about asked to come in. I'm saying really ordered in, when
right,
all evidence was not
than
pointing
anything.
To actually my father being in a good state, right? So anyway, folks, just hang there tight, Jana. We're due for another little break. And thank you very much for already sharing so many tips and techniques. We'll be back in a moment. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Dalilife is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Dalilife's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Dalilife, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialife.com or email her at pdlife@gmail.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and I'm president and CEO of Fagan Associates, but I'm also a life coach. I'm here to help you reach your dreams, goals, and objectives. As a life coach, it's my job to be your support, to be your teammate, to help you understand what is your dream, what is your life passion, and then together, we work as that team to help you reach your specific goals. Life is worth living the best you can be. Working with a life coach, you're fulfilling those dreams and goals is your passion, and it's your way of living. Let me help you do that today. Let me help you really reach the best that you can be as a person and live the life you should be living. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm a life coach, and I'm here for you.
Contact Steve Fagan at FaganandAssociatesInc.com or call 1-800-239-2701.
And I'll be glad to help you move forward to live the life of success. Reach your dreams, your goals, your objectives. We can do it together.
So thanks for remaining with us, folks. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and we have today as our guest, Jana Bartley, a registered nurse and founder of Integrity Healthcare Systems, where her firm really assists patients with healthcare navigation, education, and advocacy. Bear in mind, everyone, that we are ready at any time to receive phone-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And Jana has so far been sharing both from her personal experiences and her observations of being deeply involved with various healthcare systems. There have been a ton of mindsets and attitudes, as well as some strategies that really Jana would recommend to all of those families that are trying to navigate this terribly frustrating, often, and complicated healthcare system. So Jana, why don't you pick up with some other ideas for strategies that you have for us today?
Yeah, absolutely. Just getting back to the discharge piece of it as well, what a lot of people don't understand or not aware of is that discharge starts as soon as a patient is admitted. So the bottom line is, as soon as somebody is admitted, there is a guesstimate as to how long they should be admitted. And this is something that's always really bothered me, because you can't do that effectively and efficiently. You need to see, depending on why the patient was admitted, you need to see, are they responding to the treatment? Are they getting better? Are they in the appropriate unit? Do they have the appropriate referrals to specialists? These sorts of things. And that's why, again, I really, really want to stress the family team approach. Some families need a quarterback, and that's where we would come in, but other families are actually very good at being assertive, and I don't want to say aggressive, because sometimes that can get you the wrong reaction from the healthcare professionals, but you want somebody who's going to be assertive and who's going to make sure that that transition from hospital to home or hospital to assisted living is safe and seamless, because once a patient is discharged, that's it. There's no going back.
Wow. Jana, I can squarely confess to being here with you today and being stunned. I had no idea that discharge starts the moment that you enter. Holy cow. And so you're really saying, be aware. You know, like we've got the phrase buyer beware. Well, this is kind of like patient and family beware. No wonder I now actually understand 6 years later why there was such a push to kind of get my father out at a certain point.
Yes.
My goodness. So you know, that begs really any other strategies that you have for us, or, you know, given what you shared, which I so appreciated about your own diagnoses, much as you don't want to be known as Jana with the autoimmune diseases or anything, but I'm pretty sure you've probably learned some things about yourself also in these whole processes. And I have the feeling that that might be very illuminating for our listeners as well. So what else do you want to say about all of that?
Well, from my personal journey, I've realized that I can be resilient, and also that I have the ability to think outside the box. And what I mean by that is, being a nurse, I was always trained very medicinally. So you have this diagnosis, you take this medication. You have this diagnosis, you take that medication. But I remember talking to my neurologist, my MS neurologist, and I said to her one day, there's got to be something else I can do. There's got to be some sort of supplements or something else, because at the time I was taking weekly injections that were $1,600 a month. Luckily I had coverage, but the injections themselves were awful to take. So I wanted to understand what else was out there. And she literally put her hands up and said, Jana, I'm a doctor. I do medicine. So I knew I was going to have to do that research on my own, which I did. And I'm happy to say that I've been doing supplements for many years now, and I've actually stopped all my injections. And now when I go to my neurologist, I see her once a year. So that tells you, you know, I basically have a clear bill of health. When she examines me, she says, Jana, it's like you don't have MS. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So again, that's another reason why I like to be transparent and self-disclose, because I want to be able to provide people with hope that, yes, you might get a diagnosis. Yes, you might not be happy with it, but there is always hope.
Wow, that's quite something. So, you know, what I find interesting in all of what you just said is that you yourself obviously have received diagnoses, so you've been on the receiving end of these systems, and even you, with all of your background and with all of your dealings with doctors whom I'm sure were supporting you, you were still left to your own guises, right? To a large degree?
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, when I told my neurologist that I stopped doing my injection, she was not happy with me. Mm. She kind of said, well, that's your decision, and which kind of threw me off a bit. But I was just so done with, you know, just sticking with the medicinal options that I wanted to try other things. And actually, when I did, I felt better. So again, I encourage people to, By any means, I'm not saying stop your medication. I mean, that's a personal choice, and everybody's different. But what I would encourage listeners to do, whether it's for themselves or for a loved one, is look into other things that might help from a healthcare perspective. It could be massage therapy. It could be different non-medicinal things that really help them feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think there's a really theme here where we're encouraging folks to, as it were, take matters into their own hands. I loved your distinction between assertiveness and aggressiveness, because I talked a little bit about that, where if I had to roll back the clock a wee bit with my own father's care, I would have probably changed up to the degree that I became at points with my frustration and my stress somewhat aggressive. I crossed the line from assertive to aggressive. And so we don't want to do that. We're not advocating for people to, you know, sort of do some things that are not in their best interest. But we are advocating for them to take matters into their own hands and seize back that empowerment, isn't it?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And
Just hang on there. So we'll pick right back up with that question. We're due for another wee pause. So Jana Bartley, stand by, everyone. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline. And she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes. And she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's F-A-Y-E-R-W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Are you stressed? Is your stress driving you crazy? Do you know there are many ways to relieve the stress? The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic does just that. Reduce your stress plus so much more. Established in 1997, the Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic offers an approach to wellness for those individuals who choose to either utilize appropriate complementary methods to enhance their current medical care, or to those individuals who are on their personal journey toward improved health and wellness through the use of therapeutic bodywork, Reiki energy healing, or hypnosis. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic is owned by Dr. Judy Dean, a registered nurse and board-certified massage therapist and medical hypnotherapist in LaPorte, Indiana. Visit www.spiritwithinmassage-hypnosis.com to see all services offered by Dr. Judy. For a free personal consultation, please call Dr. Judy Dean at 219-326-1380. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic, 219-326-1380.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We're speaking today with Jana Bartley, and she's a registered nurse and founder of Integrity Healthcare Consultants. And during our last couple of segments, Jana has really equipped us with a lot of tips and tools for how to regain your self-empowerment in order to prevail with what can otherwise feel like a completely daunting healthcare system. And just before the break, I paused, Jana, so if you can just pick up with your last point there, that's going to help us, what you've learned about yourself too, and how to contend with these systems as a result, that would be just terrific.
Sure, absolutely. I think just from a personal perspective, you really just need to think about what your goals and objectives are and what that looks like. So, and I think it's very important too to communicate with your loved ones, put a plan in place if that's applicable, talk about have that difficult conversation if that's the case, because it really decreases stress within the family in terms of making decisions. When decisions are having to be made, there's a lot of emotion involved, and sometimes family members don't always agree with each other. So having something in place is very useful in terms of keeping the family dynamics positive and keeping the family unit together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much for re-mentioning, in a sense, that important point, Jana, about having difficult conversations, shall we say. Much as I am transparent, amongst other ways, for saying that my father was ultra stubborn, because he was, one thing that was good was that he took some pains well before he actually, you know, went downhill into his aging years and so on, to point out certain wishes that he had for how he would have wanted to conduct this last chapter of life. And one of those was the term that I know to be, maybe it has a more official name in the healthcare system, but it was the term comfort measures only. And so that meant in his case that that he didn't actually want his life prolonged unduly by the medical system, because as it was, despite even that stated wish, and it was right on the whiteboard in his room and so on, it was still meant that he was getting poked, prodded, and pried more times than I cared to admit. And that, too, was part of my stress during that chapter of life. So I think having at least knowledge of his wishes, and it was not necessarily a popular conversation, because after all, it's implied that there will be a day that my father passes away, right? But I think this is so important for people. And it kind of lends into the next question, which is, if you kind of had some further summary things to say with our cherished listeners today, what would those be, Jana?
Sure, absolutely. So I always suggest that you have a family member present for doctor's appointments, and that somebody is writing things down, because what statistics show us is that typically whatever the doctor is saying to you, you absorb 30 to 40% or it's misunderstood. So to have somebody taking some notes is very, very helpful, especially if it's a diagnosis consultation where there might be some not so great news being shared. Typically when there's a diagnosis made, that's when the patient's mind goes blank and they're not hearing the rest of what the doctor's saying. I always suggest that you go to doctor's appointments with questions written down. You want to make the most of those appointments. So think about, prior to going, what's important to you? What questions do you have? And it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask if you're going to see a surgeon and they're proposing to do surgery, it's okay to ask them what their infection rates are. It's okay to ask them the success rates. That's part of your knowledge that you want going into whatever the case may be.
Well,
And another very important thing is to ask for copies of your diagnostic tests in consult. So what that means is, if you've had blood work, if you've had an ultrasound, if you've had an MRI, if you've gone to see a specialist, when you go back to your family doctor, ask for a copy of those results. That's your information, and that should go into your personal health portfolio. So the next time you go to see a specialist, you have those diagnostics with you, because sometimes the specialist doesn't receive those diagnostics, and that doctor's appointment could be null and void, because if they're relying on getting that information, but if you have it with you, then that's showing that you're engaged, that you are part of the team, and it's going to be a successful consult because you have that information with you.
That is really, really practical. Yeah, sorry, Janet, that was really practical. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Go ahead. I was just going to add to that, people need to realize that a DNR, or do not resuscitate, is not the same as an advanced care plan. So, for example, with your father, comfort measures would have meant that he had a DNR, do not resuscitate. So they're not going to, if you don't have a do not resuscitate, then if you stop breathing or your heart stops, they call what's called a code. And that's when a team comes and will start resuscitative measures to bring you back. And so a do not resuscitate, that's what that means. An advanced care plan is a little bit more detailed, based on what comfort measures mean. Does that mean an intravenous, or you don't want any intravenous? Does that mean if you have an infection, you want it treated? So it's very, it's nice and specific, and it should be customized for the patient. So again, everything's on their terms, the way they want the care to be, and in the most appropriate place.
Well, that is so educational, and I can, again, with the benefit of hindsight, now see, you know, what I did know at the time and what I did know. So, Jana, just hang tight because I want to bring you back at the start of our next segment. We're due for a wee pause. So this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
Welcome back, everyone, to our last few minutes together today. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We've been having with us today Jana Bartley. She's a registered nurse and also founder of Integrity Healthcare Consultants. And I asked Jana to be with us at the start of this last segment because it is very important, given the richness of tips, tools, and ideas, practical advice that she has suggested with us, that we know a little bit more about how to reach you, Jana. So could you please give folks some idea of how we can learn more about who you are and what you do?
Yes, they're very welcome to visit the website at www.integrityhealthcare.ca. It's quite descriptive. It has some examples on there, some interesting information, and our phone number if they'd like to call, or they can request a consult right on the website, and we provide free consultations for 30 minutes.
Okay, great. So say the website again, Jana, just so that people can get it down.
Sure, www.integrityhealthcare.ca.
Very good. Well, then that gives me the chance to say heartfelt thanks for everything that you have shared with us. You have been a wealth for everyone listening. And Jana, thank you for giving us your precious time.
Carol Ann, thanks so much for having me on the show. It was a distinct pleasure.
Very good. So for the time being, we're now going to slide into our preview for next week. And, you know, because it is actually so important, we're still going to build next time around on the themes concerning patient education and advocacy. Our guest will be, amongst other things, the founder of the Autonomy in Aging Project. And doesn't that sound rather interesting? And I think you'll find, like Jana, she has had experience and that has informed her in now helping her own families and, you know, friends and family members, including both of her parents, as they coped with new challenges that come with aging. To quote her just for a little sneak peek, she says we need to view old age as a stage of life rather than a medical condition. And I found that intriguing. I can hardly wait to say to her next time that I plan to live to be 120, which gives me another 60 years on planet Earth to do what I would like to accomplish in supporting especially caregivers for whom everyone knows I have such heart and soul. In any case, today is actually Halloween, and I want to give a nod to my parents because Halloween provided, despite our family of origin issues, a number of happy childhood memories. And, you know, it's my dad who always took me house to house in our neighborhood. And I love that he made sure to come home from work on time to fulfill that promise. My mom stayed home to dole out the candies. But both examples really contributed to decades of joy that I had while living in my own house to dress up and, you know, dish out plenty of treats. Now, I'm sure the parents did not appreciate the sugar rush I contributed to, but it was my way of giving back. And so a reminder for today, as always, is that you can visit copingwithuncopableparents.com or even help find me at carolannhamilton.com, and I'm prepared to offer you a free readiness session to see how my practical plus emotional brand of expertise, which of course is different than Janice, but how that can help you in your own challenging caregiving situation, whether again that's with aging parents or relatives, significant others, friends, neighbors, colleagues, you name it. And so please also go to boldbravemedia.com under shows to find archives of our previous sessions together. Either way, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, Tune In Radio. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
Football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at betonline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at betonline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at betonline.net.